Ben Thompson talked about sitting on a lead. You had three goals. All your scoring came in the first. Was that the problem? Was there a foot taken off a gas pedal tonight?
Well, we shortened the bench, Mike, and it makes it a little more difficult when you've got a shorter bench. They did as well. I don't think that was the case so much. They came at us hard. There's no question about that. But you got a 3-1 lead. You got to find a way to build on it and preserve it.
A lot of talk since the goal in the third period. You talk about the bench, and we could see Steve's spot, and I'm sure the rest of the coaching staff was animated after an apparent pick play, non-call. It becomes a big factor in the game. Is there any conversation about that anymore?
Well, it's clearly a missed call. There's no question about it. It's interference on the play, and it should have been called dead. It's clearly a missed call, and it cost us a tying goal, and ultimately that leads to the overtime. But at this crucial stage of the season, you can't miss calls like that. It's a very apparent interference call. Justin Bailey is going out to his point and gets picked. I can't state it any cleaner than that. It was a missed call.
Ben Thompson also talked about the experience that he's got having been in that series against Windsor a couple of years ago when you guys led 3-0 and Windsor came all the way back. Do you get the feeling from your players that there's a leadership group here that can come back from a 3-1 deficit?
Well, that's a great point by Ben, and I think you draw on your leaders and you draw on your veterans at this stage, and I think you also draw on your experiences from the past, those both good and bad. That happened to be a bad one for us at that time. Now we have to turn it into a good experience and learn from those sorts of times that we've had in the past. And I think it's a great point by Ben, and it'll certainly be something that's discussed by the team, here in the next short while.
Thanks for this, Paul. We'll see you Friday.
Anytime, Mike.